Hey everyone, thank you for downloading the catch up. It's Cliffo and Gabby. I've had one of those days today when technology has not been my friend.
Oh my God, we all know those days.
Oh, they're the worst.
Because in this day and age, we rely on technology so heavily, you don't realize how heavily until it doesn't work.
Mine was like, I don't know, I guess a simple thing on the scheme of things, but my headphones didn't work properly all show, and I can only hear out of one ear.
Well, so when if it's I'm a bit yelly
or something.
Medium,
yeah, you're right.
It's kind of important.
It's like that guy at Coles about 2 weeks ago when one little glitch took every register out in Australia. Can you imagine how much money that would cost Coles? I was thinking about that.
Yeah, it would have, because everyone just went over to Woolies.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, no, it's not working, like mate. It's not like people are going to wait until you're back up and running. They need their groceries now.
You're in one Coles, like every minute, beep, beep, beep. Like, imagine how many beeps that. Now multiply that by however many Coles there are. They would have lost millions. Someone's lost their job over that.
Ooh.
Anyway. How about Woolies? On that positive note, enjoy the catch-up. The Hit
Breakfast Show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch-up.
Shout out to all the Dan Murphy's parents out there. You know who you are. Pull into the driveway, that big, glorious green building is in front, and the kids look up and they go, oh, we're at Dan Murphy's. Oh, God.
And you're like, oh, they've been here too often.
You are six. You should not know where we are, but this happened yesterday, so I called in. You know, I've become a bit of a wino lately.
Have you?
Yeah, all my life I've been a beer drinker, but my wife has got me into wine. I'm really enjoying it. And I look for the finest bottles under $10.
Yeah, there we go.
At Dan Murphy's.
You're not spending $50 on a bottle.
No. So I'm standing there yesterday looking at the wines, and this was straight after school, so I'm that bad. Like, I've done school pickup, Dan Murphy's.
You could have at least done Dan's on the way to the school.
No, didn't have time. So I dragged my six-year-old in. I'm looking at the finest bottles of Sauv Blanc under $10. Thank you very much. And as I'm standing there looking, the cool room is just across the way. Mm. And my daughter gets a real kick out of the cool room.
Yes.
Because it's just this big
walking
room.
Into a fridge.
And it's really, really cold.
Yeah.
Like, she gets a real kick
it's
out of
fun.
It. And it was pretty quiet at the Murphy's I was at. So my daughter's like, can I go into the really, really cold room? And I said, oh, yeah, it'll be fine.
Off
Father
you go?
Of the year. I'm looking at the ones. Father of the year, you go in there. No
oh,
problem.
No.
Not even thinking that there might be something. And I'm like, I was meters away from the door. And she usually just walks in and goes, oh, it's real cold. And then walks back out again. So I said, oh, yeah, no problem. You can go in there. So she's in there maybe a minute or two. And an older couple walk out. And I'm like the only person in vicinity. And I look a lot like my daughter.
You do, yes.
And they look at me. And they give me that real old person judgmental kind of tiss
yep
kind of look, and I thought straight first. My first thought was actually, oh, don't be rude. Like, don't, you know, she's
don't judge me.
Yeah, don't judge me. She's right there. I'm literally meters away. Like, it's fine. But then I thought, how must it look from their perspective? Like, they're just standing there looking at beer or whatever in the cool room, and a 6 year old just walks in.
It's just like having like it's a playground.
Yeah, it just starts looking around. Like, the only thing that could have made it worse is if I had walked in and gone, hey, darling, decided which slab you want yet? right now, Gabs.
I'm so nervous.
Bit of pizza talk.
Yeah.
On the show yesterday.
Well, like pizza talk I'm all for, pie, but there's a bit of a catch with this pizza chat that we revealed yesterday.
Yeah.
Domino's have a bit of a Halloween special that they've released.
So I sussed this one out. Domino's, they are the kings of ideas, I would say.
They love thinking outside the box.
They think outside the box.
The pizza
box. And this is their latest for Halloween. They're doing what they're calling the roulette pizza, where it's a standard Domino's pizza, 8 slices, right? We've gotten gluten-free today because you're gluten-free, guys.
Yes, I appreciate that. Thank you.
It's 8
so if I'm going to die, at least it won't be from gluten.
That's right. It's going to be from the chili. So it's 8 slices on this pizza. One has been spiked. That's probably not the word.
Possessed.
Possessed.
That's what they say. They say it's been possessed.
With ghost chili.
Yes.
Coming in at over 1 million Scoville units. Now, to put that into perspective, pepper spray that cops use is 2 million Scovilles.
So it's just half of that.
And that
strong.
That floors you. Do you know what I mean? So this is not fast food hot. This is actually real hot.
There's even a warning on the box to make sure you are aware. And it's like one of those warnings where you have to break the seal to open the box so that they know you have read it.
So we have it here. We're going to break the seal.
Do you want me to do the honors?
Let's do it. Do the honors. So what we're going to do is we're just going to go slice for slice with the Domino's roulette pizza. We're going to play pizza roulette. And one of us is going to get the ghost chili piece by the end of this segment.
Can I just say, I think Domino's have stitched us up because they've put Halloween roulette, they've written it on the inside of the box, and then they've said, could be more than one.
Whoa!
I think they've stitched us up!
What's going on here, Domino's?
Well, we're still going to have to do it. We've still committed. So am I going? Right. I'm going first.
Off you go. Whenever you... Already, Gabby is picking up a slice. We've gone meat lover's pizza.
Well, I was hoping that the meat would cover it. And I've also brought my milk into the studio just in case. All right, I have to bite in the middle, don't I?
They reckon I was speaking to Nathan at Domino's yesterday. He reckons the most chilly bit is the middle. Gabby is biting down. Are you getting hot or are you just getting succulent Domino's?
Tasty as. Oh, yum. That's all a good breakfast. I've never had hot pizza
along with
breakfast.
This too. We're live on Instagram right now, Producer Carls. Is that right? Hit QLD breakfast.
Mm-mm. Right. That was delish.
I'm just going to go the next bit over. Next bit over.
All okay. Right. Yeah. All right. Let's hope you've got the ghost pepper because I hope you get it. I don't want it.
Taking a bite now as we play pizza roulette.
Oh, what a delicious breakfast.
No, standard.
Oh, damn it.
All right.
I'm actually so nervous about this. I'm not one to eat spicy foods unless... No, I just don't. All right, here we go. I'm actually shaking.
Gabby's second piece of pizza. Will this be the chili? She's biting.
No.
It doesn't look...
Yeah. Okay. Also, it feels really weird not to eat pizza properly.
Just to have one bite and move on.
Yeah.
This is just the best radio segment so far ever because it just consists of us eating pizza on air.
Hey, I'm all right with it.
All right, after this bit, we're halfway through. This is piece number four.
Okay.
Taking my second bite now.
Please tell me it's chili.
Standard.
Oh, you've got a lot of barbecue sauce on your face, though.
I'm trying to be quick. Sorry if this is starting to get boring, everyone. Go
all
quick.
Took another bite.
Gabs?
No.
Gabs? He's down on the chili.
There's only two pieces left, mate.
All right. Let's go.
This better be it.
All right. Three pieces left.
I reckon this is it.
We have three pieces left.
Oh, is it three? I thought there was two. Oh, there's a bit of a kickback bite at the back of my throat. Maybe I got a tiny bit.
Maybe you got a bit on the side.
Maybe.
All right. I'm going for the ghost chili.
Okay.
I got it.
You got it?
Got the chili!
You got it!
I got the chili! Your milk is weird lactose-free milk.
It's similar.
Does it even work? Oh, my God. That's so funny. Because it does the real, like...
It tingles and
does
then
the real chili thing where there's, like, nothing, nothing, nothing. Then you know how chili's like, bam!
Gotcha.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Are you okay?
Wow, I am feeling every single one of those million Scovilles. That's,
It is currently out at Domino's, so you can stitch up your friends if you like and play a bit of roulette for Halloween this weekend.
Did Domino's pay for this segment? Can we please invoice them?
We got a free pizza.
The least like we can do is get some money on behalf of what I just went through, right?
What won't kids these days understand?
About mobile phones today.
There he is.
I wish I didn't understand
what's
going
on. There are 15-year-olds right now going, never heard this awful song. And kids, we wish we didn't either.
I wish we didn't either. Yeah, you're so right. But we want to know, like, you know, think of your old school mobile, your very first mobile.
Someone made millions of dollars out of that.
Ridiculous.
Someone is living on a beach right now, drinking cocktails with little umbrellas in them off the bloody
crazy
frog.
Oh, that makes me
sleep over that.
131060 though. What else won't kids these days understand about mobile phones?
For you, it was playing Snake on the school bus. For me, it was trying to create your own ringtones. But 131060, Jan in Gladdy is here, ironically on a mobile phone by the sounds of it. Morning, Jan. How are ya?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, Jan. What won't kids these days understand about mobile phones?
Sending credit to your mate.
Oh, you're so right.
I can't ring you. I'm out of credit.
Oh, here's $20.
I remember once I actually rang a friend from the home phone to apologise that I couldn't call back on my mobile. Because I got no credit.
Or remember, you'd have to like hang up real quick if you were about to go over the 15 minutes of free.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
And
yeah,
if you
that's
went
right.
over it, you'd be like,
hold
oh,
on, hang on, I'll call you back.
My credit.
Good one, Jen. Yeah. Bridget in Townsville on 13 10 60. Morning, Bridge.
Morning. How are you going?
Good, Bridget. What won't kids understand about mobile phones?
My very first phone, I thought I was the coolest, was when you had to pull the antenna out of the phone to get reception, and the raised buttons, you had to push the button. It was about the size of a litre milk carton container.
Yeah.
Was it a flip phone as well, too? Because I remember trying to be real cool, Bridget, like the phone would ring, and you just try and flip it down real quick with your
Nah, no flip phone. This is just... I think these were the first ones before the flip phone.
Yeah.
They're a lot larger.
But did it come in its own bag?
Cool. Yeah, my dad had a bag phone.
It doesn't fit in your handbag.
Didn't need accessories to carry it around, but it was like one of the first phones that came out that are actually mobile.
That is another one, though, Gabs, isn't it?
Yeah, like, phone in a bag.
Phones used to be so big, they had to have a strap. And even then, you'd hurt your back if you were carrying it around all day. 13 10 60 will end on Andrew. How you going, Andrew?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. How are you?
Good,
good. What is it that kids won't understand about mobile phones, Andrew?
You could throw it out of a moving car and it'd be fine. These days you look at it and it just breaks in half.
You're so right. You could drive over the old Nokia 3315 and it would still
probably
work.
Shoot it and it'd be fine.
All right, that's a little extreme.
Well, okay, give it a go. Jump in my car.
Sorry, don't jump in my car, Hoff. I've been having car troubles over the last couple of days. And it's been a real issue, Cliffo, because I've had beeping and couldn't figure out where the beeping was coming from.
Hold on. So the horn just randomly...
Not the horn. Internal beeping.
God. See, now, okay. It could have been worse,
along
right?
And I'm suddenly like, toot, toot, toot.
That's what I thought you meant by beeping. Like, the horn is just doing its own thing. Could you imagine that?
No, it's not.
What's
it's
jerk
not that bad.
Beeping at?
No, I was in my car yesterday driving around, and there was just, like, this beeping internally. And my car beeps as warnings. So if you leave the lights on, or if the battery is running low, or if the handbrake's on, or if you're turning and there's someone in your blind spot, my car will also beep at you.
Do you find cars in 2020 are very impatient?
They're very beep friendly.
They're always hurrying you and telling you to do things.
They love a beep.
And I love a beep.
Yeah, so my car started beeping when I was on my way to work yesterday, and I had a freak out thinking I was about to crash or something. And I looked, and there's no warning symbols on my dashboard, like my engine's about to explode. So I kind of ignored it for a bit and it went away. And then yesterday on my way home, it started doing it again.
Yeah.
And I couldn't ignore it anymore because it was just beeping, like, so annoying, and I couldn't figure out what was happening. And so I did what any 32-year-old woman would do if there's a problem with her car.
Yeah.
I called my dad. And
okay.
Called Bob, and he's on the phone. He's like, Gab, I don't know. I can't see your car. What am I meant to do with this?
I've met Bob a couple of times, and the idea I get of Bob is that he's probably not the most mechanically minded man.
Definitely not. His solution was, check your oil. And I was like, okay, well, it's not my oil. Right. And he goes, well, I've got no idea. So I was like, oh, well, you're no help. So I did the next responsible thing and I called Mazda because I have a Mazda.
Yeah,
and I was
Mazda
like,
3.
What is happening? They're like, have you checked the manual? I'm like, there's nothing. It's just beeping incessantly. So they got me to sit in the car and explain to them exactly what was happening. And man, do I feel dumb. Turns out my handbag is so heavy, it thought I had a passenger.
No.
And it's like, do up your seatbelt.
That's
what it was.
So the person at Mazda's on the other end, they're like, you're not Mary Poppins. Take some stuff out of your handbag, you hoarder.
Break your back. Can you smell what the rug is cooking? The Rock Box on Hit. We have put together a box of Queensland goodies to give to The Rock when he gets to our gorgeous state to say welcome. And we are currently in the throes of it being on tour, getting the box from North Queensland down to Brisbane in the south. So
please don't abuse and take advantage of our good nature, because this is irreplaceable, this box. It's full of items that have been made.
Specifically.
Many of them, and personalised to Dwayne The Rock Johnson. We can't get this stuff remade, and we're handing it essentially to strangers. Maybe the listeners to the show. We're a one community, right?
We
but still, there's a level of trust involved.
There is a level of trust. I'm pretty confident that the people that have signed up to do these legs of the journey are pretty trustworthy people. We had Danielle, who took it from Townsville to Mackay.
Yeah.
Mackay to Rockhampton happened yesterday with Belinda. Is that right?
Yeah, Belinda and Bibble.
And Bibble, the dog. So she was travelling with a little pupper that she was delivering to their
Rocky.
New owner.
Yeah.
So we're pretty confident now. We've got it halfway down.
I can't tell you it did get to Rocky yesterday because we had one of our guys standing by
to make sure
and to pick up the rocks box from Belinda when she arrived in Rocky.
How was the drive down?
Very long with the rain, but it went okay. So Bibble and I made it.
And how did the dog go? Any accidents on the way down?
No, we stopped and played around a bit. He travelled very well.
How did you keep the box safe on the drive?
Locked it in the boot away from the dog.
Did you take a sneak peek in the box?
Hand on my heart, I didn't. I really wanted to, but I was worried that an alarm might go off if I opened it, so I left it.
Now there's an idea.
Good one. We should have put an alarm on it.
An alarm. Now.
Oh, that's great.
Today's leg of the journey, we want to get the box from Rocky to Maribyrnong. And this was an interesting one because Lauren actually rang up. She's not doing the drive.
No, her mum is.
But her mum is.
So she's nominated her mum.
So she nominated someone else. And producer Carly, this is the first person that was nominated to take the Rocks box on a leg of the journey. Is that right?
Yeah, like Lauren volunteered her mum to do it.
Sweet.
And Lauren's mum was down with this. She's confirmed she's going
to
do it.
I actually spoke to her on the phone yesterday.
Oh, good.
Right.
Really don't want to stereotype.
Yeah, no, stereotype. That's all right.
But her name's Karen.
Oh, Karen!
She did ask to see the manager.
Wow.
Karens are trustworthy people because they're always questioning and they're always making sure they get the right order. So I am happy with
that. I'm just waiting for, the box was too heavy. Why didn't you make it lighter? Couldn't you have someone help carry it to the car?
No, Lauren's mum, Karen, you are going to do a fabulous job. I know it.
Love you, Karen.
We've got it to central Queensland. Please. We just got to get it a little bit further. We're almost there.
Don't take my insults to heart. We love you and we need you to get the Rocks box safely to the next destination.
Yes.
So Rocky to Maribyrnong today, an update in the morning. And follow the Rocks box journey all the time on our socials. There's heaps of photos and stuff on our
Facebook
and Insta. And the puppy, oh my God.
The puppy on top of the box.
Bibble the puppy, cutest thing ever. I was joking, I don't want him to wee on it. Is that cute? I don't even care.
Nah.
So see Bibble the puppy and the Rocks box journey facing Insta. You'll find us at Hit QLD Breakfast.
Cliffo and Gabby on here.
Books. Hey guys, Cliffo and Gabby just jamming ourselves into the catch up, but it's worth it because we're going to give away right now an answer for Alpha Bucks for tomorrow.
If you want a grand.
Thursday the 29th of October.
Yep, this is the head start you need. The answer is Wentworth.
Wentworth. The TV show in the prison.
Of course. Wentworth.
All right, remember that. And you can play by listening to the show on your radio or streaming us on the Hit app. Alpha Bucks back tomorrow morning at Hit. Now, I'm not sure if you're aware at the moment, but there's a state election happening very, very soon.
Oh, is there?
Haven't seen anything?
Weird. Didn't know.
Hey, by the way.
I'm pretty sure there's some guys across the road with those bloody posters.
Props to those guys.
No,
because,
not props to them.
I say props to them, mate, because you could buy a billboard and not have to stand there. But those suckers stand in the sun all day. With their wide brim hats on.
I don't understand. I don't know one person who has changed their mind about who they're voting for because they've seen someone on the side of the road. I just don't. What is it doing?
Wow.
Nothing.
Look at that guy shaking that sign. I guess I support the Greens now.
Exactly.
I did want to say shout out to Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk, who proved yesterday she's just one of us by putting out a photo of her eating a KFC original Philip burger on the run.
Hashtag relatable.
Yes, she's so relatable, right? She's poor like the rest of us.
She's just like me.
Yeah, she's just like me because I do that. So she's busy, right? Because it's, you know, hashtag campaign life, I think is what she, you know, it's a hashtag she put on the photo. But it's just her holding out like an original Philip burger, like eating it on the run. But I thought, hey, maybe that's something she has in common with her arch nemesis at the moment, opposition leader Deb Frecklington. Because I don't know if you remember, but we had Deb Frecklington in the studio not too long ago, and we asked her a question, And her answer, very, very similar to what Anastasia Palaszczuk is digging so much yesterday.
You are doing a bit of a road trip at the moment, so this one's fitting. When's the last time you went through a drive-through?
I have to laugh like that because I love KFC chips and gravy.
Really?
So how's that? We have a premiere.
Yeah.
And as you heard on our show, an opposition leader who both are digging the KFC.
So they hate each other on most things, but when it comes to campaign life food choices,
they're
on the same page.
What do you reckon? Loser shouts lunch, huh? Loser shouts.
Zinger burgers all round.
Yeah, two-piece feeds all round.
Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
The Saved by the Bell reboot is being released next month, and so they've dropped another trailer for it. Original characters Zach, Kelly, Slater and Jesse, they all make an appearance, but it really focuses on the new kids at Bayside High. Oh, I'm a little confused though, Clifford. You watched a little bit of Saved by the Bell back in the day.
Yeah.
How much of it was drama and how much was comedy? Like, I thought it was majority drama with a little bit of comic relief. But it was mainly
comedy, wasn't it? You're not getting confused with Degrassi Junior High, are you? Because Degrassi was on at the same time and that was drama. But I remember Saved by the Bell. God, it was a long time ago. But I remember it being more of like a situational comedy.
There you go.
So a bit of canned laughter and stuff.
Well, that's good because the trailer really has that comedy aspect. And to me, it feels like they're kind of having a laugh at the old season. Because this is a little bit of the trailer where one of the kids from school is at a party at Slater's house. And he's the gym teacher.
Okay.
So he's like old now. And this is what the kid says to him.
You're the man, coach. When I grow up, I want to be just like you. A single childless adult who parties with kids.
So it's like they're having a bit of fun. Yeah, and burning the old series, which I just wasn't expecting.
It's Mario Lopez. It's the show that shot him to fame.
Well, that's who Slater is,
Oh, he's Slater.
Yeah, he's Slater. He's the gym teacher that's single and childless and parties with kids.
Wowee. What a place to be.
I know. It's going to be interesting. Also trending, you are going to love this one. Robert Irwin has decided to take on a new project. So he has revealed, he's only 16 years old, by the way, and he's revealed he's going to be the voice of a new character on Bluey.
Oh,
so he shared a couple of photos of the program featuring his character named Alfie. There's no audio from it yet, but just close your eyes while we play this and see if you can imagine this as an animated dog.
I think it's very important here in Australia and also all over the world to have really good systems in place for as we expand, as we urbanise our natural environments, creating wildlife corridors.
He sounds older than 16, doesn't he?
He does.
His voice is obviously broken.
Is the character going to be wearing, like, khaki and, I don't know, doing wildlife stuff? And
I don't know if it'll be doing wildlife stuff, but I don't think so. Like, it's just another character in the kids' show. Maybe it will be a wildlife
warrior.
They're
like big names, though. Hamish and Zoe Blake.
Did they do it?
Yeah, they made a cameo.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They're like the big names.
Yeah, you know you're Bluey.
Mate, I've got a six-year-old and a two-year-old. I'm all over that like a white on rice. Don't you worry about that.
Cliffo and Gabby hit the coast.
We are hitting the Gold Coast next week, and we want you to experience all the fun things the Gold Coast has to offer. So we're giving away the ultimate family holiday to the Goldie. So that includes flights, two adults, two children, accommodation at SeaWorld Resort, FYI, unlimited entry to all the theme parks, Top Rail, Australian Outback Spectacular dinner and show. There's a scenic helicopter flight. There's Top Golf. There's Infinity Attraction, Gold Coast Family Pass. There's the Paradise Jet Boating. There's $200 dining and drinks. And there's $500 shopping voucher at Pack Bear.
Woo! Wow.
There's a lot in there.
There's so much to do. You're going to be exhausted. You're going to need a holiday.
After your holiday.
For your holiday.
That's so true.
But it's for a family of four. If you want it, 13 10 60. We do a 30-second blitz and put as many names in the drawer as we can.
Yep, I'm ready.
We got seven in on Monday when we just weren't really trying. Yesterday, you limbered up and stretched and were real serious.
And we only got
through
five.
So,
okay. I haven't stretched today. I think that was my downfall.
Can we go back to not caring as much? All right, are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Now, 30-second blitz. Right. Put names in the drawer.
Start the timer.
Starts now.
Crazy in Townsville, you're in on the list.
Yes.
Yay. Yes, good. Nicole from Warwick. You're on the list to win, okay?
Woo!
All right.
Beck, are you there? Because you are on the list as well. Beck.
Thank you.
No worries.
Tabitha in Townsville, good morning to you. You're on the list to win.
Awesome, thank you.
Amy and Rocky, you're on the list.
Yes, woo!
Yes!
Charmaine in Toowoomba, you're on the list, well done.
Yes, thank you.
Chris in Cairns. Chris, you're on the list.
Oh,
do we...
oh, yay.
Yeah, he said yay, so he's on.
All right, Chris, you just got through just by the skin of your teeth,
awesome.
Mate. Hey, how good does the holiday sound?
Oh, it sounds amazing. My partner's got a son down doing uni down that way, so, yeah, it'd be so good.
How perfect would that be? What's your favourite activity that we listed? Is it the helicopter or the jet boat or the theme parks?
The theme parks. I think my partner would die if we went on the helicopter together, so that might be a solo trip for me.
Oh, good stuff. They're well, cool. I wish her luck on the roller coasters at the theme park. Oh, wow. What
well,
a fantastic
you're on the list,
prize.
Chris.
I'm 7 again today, Gabs.
Not bad.
I don't know if we're going to beat 7.
No, we're going to
7 in 30 seconds seems like the going number. Oh, we could probably rush.
Slow.
All right, cool. Far out. All right.
We could get our speed on.
Gee whiz. Okay. We'll try tomorrow. We're doing it. Cliffo and Gabby's Hit the Coast. Come and play at Australia's favourite playground, the Gold Coast. Visit DestinationGoldCoast.com. Plan your holiday today at DestinationGoldCoast.com.
Get that hit feeling with Cliffo and Gabby. Call anytime. 131060.